Professor David Cadden is professor of entrepreneurship and strategy emeritus at Quinnipiac University. And Subway sandwich shops based in Milford, Connecticut, closed more U.S. stores in 2016 than it opened the year before. And
wow.
So, Professor, who's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Professor Cadden, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
What's going on?
Can we still get a Subway sandwich?
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing here is a small decline, relatively small decline, about 1.3% of the number of Subway sandwich shops opened in the United States. If you want to go overseas, you have a much better chance of finding a Subway shop open, because that's where their growth is apparently current.
Why the 1.whatever percent closure in the United States?
Basically, there are a couple of things going on. First of all, I think there's some of the residual that their key spokesperson is doing 20 years for child pornography. That's always a PR disaster. And secondly, they're facing a considerable challenge on the part of some new fast casual dining options, such as Panera, that's offering quote-unquote healthy food, which had been one of the bylines of the Subway PR promotion. So you have those two elements occurring, and they're taking a look at the in-store profitability, and they decide that what they're going to do is slow down on the growth rate within the United States and try to emphasize that the stores in the United States, each of them should be making more money.
But you know, Professor, you just hit it out of the ballpark. You see these Panera stores, and you know those are pretty good places too. You see a lot of them now around Connecticut.
And if you notice, they're offering things like granola and yogurt, and they're really tailoring their menu for the millennials. And that hurts, I think, Subway. And you see, Subway is beginning to change some of its menu. They're also following McDonald's in some areas with the idea of delivery.
Wow, Subway delivering.
Yes, yeah. But I imagine that would be limited to urban environments where an office could place, you know, an order for lunchtime for 20 Subway sandwiches and they'd be delivered. At that point, it becomes cost effective.
Of course, Subway is a franchise, but each franchise arrangement is different. What's the Subway setup? Do we know?
Basically, every franchise is totally owned by the franchisees, and the overall management comes from Subway. So I think what's happening is, if they're not seeing the margins on top of the profits the franchisee generates, they're going to be willing to cut stores.
So again, even though they cut stores, they're not going to go out of business.
There's still nearly 27,000 in the United States alone.
Wow.
And over 40,000 globally. In fact, there are more Subway outlets than McDonald's globally. Although McDonald's makes much greater revenue. But they are the ones with the greatest number of stores on this planet.
Do we know the history of Subway and how it got started in Milford, Connecticut, and then expanded worldwide?
It's two local individuals, Fred DeLuca, who passed away, I believe, in 2015. And it's a closely held company. His sister is now the CEO of Subway. And they opened one store, was successful. They opened a few local stores. And from that point on, they recognized the benefit of franchising, and then they just began to continue to grow and grow and grow.
Wow. Only in America. Yeah. Really. Yeah.
But obviously there's a process to franchising. Is it a complicated process?
You know, as you said, there are different types of franchise arrangements, and basically what they do is they ask people, you will own this, you will put up some amount of money, and then you will have to purchase from us the following items. So they seem to have been successful up to now, but as, you know, occurs, there are changing tastes in the American public. And even though they were first on the bandwagon for fast food, for emphasizing healthy choices, I guess what's occurring is that more and more people are not viewing them as the healthiest choice for fast food options.
Wow.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is interesting.
You know, and it's also fascinating, Professor, because when you look at the subway model, per se, there are a lot of competitors out there locally, including here in Connecticut, where you've got a lot of mom-and-pop stores where you can go and get a sandwich rather than going to
That's
a subway.
That's right, and a good one.
And the other issue with that is that the local, they can tailor it more to what you want. And there's a sense that it doesn't have to be as uniform as the subway franchisee or the corporate headquarters want it to be. I mean, they would like, you know, the exact number of slices of salami on your Italian hero and, you know, the exact number of slices of onion and lettuce on it. And the mom and pops, they can be a little more open to what you want.
And they can stack it on there.
Yes, and they can actually increase the price. One of the other things with Subway is that they're confronting a lot of the other mainline fast food franchises are experimenting with discounting. So now you see Subway getting on the bandwagon, getting 2 6-inch heroes for $5. And although that will generate revenue, it also eats into your profit margin. So they're being damned if you do and damned if you don't.
But we don't have to worry about Subway going out of business, that's for sure.
No. I mean, they have their revenues have been declining since 2013, but they're still profitable. And I think what they're doing is a retrenchment and trying to find what would be the stores that would generate higher margins, greater profits, and then take a look at how do we assure that our franchisees really generate those profits. And there may be some changes in menu, and there may be some other changes in operational design.
You know, you mentioned Subway in the 21st century and millennials and eating healthy, et cetera. I know some of these franchises have phone apps. Does Subway have a phone app? Because that's another way to reach the millennials.
I would imagine they do. I'm not positive on that. But, yes, absolutely. You want to be able to make things as convenient as possible for individuals, especially in today's digital world.
Hey, thanks a million, Professor. Professor David Cadden, Professor of Entrepreneurship and Strategy.
Yeah.
Emeritus at Quinnipiac University.
Thanks, Professor. You have a great day.
Yes. Have
you
a good
too.
One.
Thank you. Thank again. You.